Proceedings under the roll call be dispensed with and the sergeant at arms be instructed to bring in the absent members.
All those in favor of that motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. The motion prevails. The sergeant of arms will bring in the absent members. Members, today I'd like to ask you to rise for a moment of silent reflection. And after the reflection, please remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. The secretary will take the roll.
Anderson, Bach, Benson, Bonhoff, Brown, Carlson, Chamberlain, Champion, Clausen, Cohen, Dahl, Dames, Dibble, Dietzick, Eaton, Eakin, Fischbach, Franzen, Gazelka, Goodwin, Hall, Han, Herr, Hayden, Hoffman, Housley, Ingebrigtsen, Jensen, Johnson, Kent, Kiffmeyer, Kunin, Latz, Limmer, Laurie, Marty, Metzen, Miller, Nelson, Newman, Nino, Ortman, Osmick, Pappas, Pratt, Reinert, Rest, Rosen, Rood, Saxhog, Scalzi, Schmidt, Senjum, Sharon, Sieben, Skoy, Sparks, Stumpf, Thompson, Tomasoni, Torres Ray, Weber, Westrom, Wieger, and Wickland.
A quorum is present. We move now to the second order of business, executive and official communications. Please take note of those communications on the first and second page. Third order of business, the secretary will read the message from the House.
Madam President, I have the honor to announce the adoption by the House of the following Senate concurrent resolution herewith returned. Senate concurrent resolution number 4, a Senate concurrent resolution adopting deadlines for the 2013 regular session, signed Alban A. Mathewitz, Chief Clerk, House of Representatives.
No action is needed. We move now to the fifth order of business, reports of committees. Senator Bach.
Madam President, I move that the committee reports pertaining to appointments be laid on the table.
All those in favor of that motion say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. The motion is laid on the table. We move now to the eighth order of business, introduction and first reading of Senate bills. On the Senate bill introduction list, bills are referred as indicated with the exception of the following bills. Senate file 124 will be referred to the Committee on State and Local Government. Senate file 130 will be referred to the Committee on Environment. Senate file 157 will be referred to the Committee on Judiciary, and Senate file 163 will be referred to the Committee on Finance. No vote. Okay. That's first reading of Senate bills. Ninth order of business are author motions. Senator Newman, I'll call on you in a minute. From Senator Newman at the top, that bill, to Senator Hayden. We'll take that in one motion. All those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Senator Newman on Senate File 28.
Thank you, Madam President. I move that Senate File 28 be withdrawn from the Committee on Taxes and be re-referred to the Committee on Judiciary.
Senator Newman, do you want to explain this?
Madam President, I received a note that this was a motion that was to go to Judiciary. I can't explain it further than that.
Is Senator Latz in the chamber? Senator Latz?
Madam President, I don't know what bill Senator Newman's referring to. I'm afraid I can't answer anything more than that.
It apparently is a bill that needs to go to a policy committee before it goes to taxes. It's on page 3. The bill is related to taxation, but your committee must have asked for it first, Senator Latz, because I don't know why. That's what we said.
Madam President, we're happy to accept original jurisdiction on the bill, and if we don't need to see it, we'll send it back somewhere else. Thanks.
All right. And Senator Skoy, then the bill would then get later referred to the Committee on Taxes. Okay. All those in favor of the motion that Senate File 28 be withdrawn from the Committee on Taxes and referred to the Committee on Judiciary, all those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Senate Resolution Number 30 will be referred to the Rules Committee. You don't need to vote. Then moving on to the 13th order of business, announcements of Senate interest. Senator Cohen.
Madam President, just a reminder again, Wednesday's budget discussion with the fiscal analysts for particularly new members of the Senate. I misstated last week. It starts at 11:30, but should conclude by about 3:30. Again, I recognize there might be conflicts with Senate committee hearings, but with the presentation of the governor's budget and the work that will be involved, for members who are newer and unfamiliar with the budget process, this will be a very good primer for those who are new members as well as any members who would like to better understand how the state budget is put together.
Without objection, the following senator will be excused from today's session. Following senators, Senator Brown, Senator Sparks. Senator Latz.
Madam President, members, as you can see from Senator Newman's motion, the Judiciary Committee's work is filling up quickly. So we encourage you, if you have bills that are going to be coming to this committee, please get them turned in promptly and make sure you make the hearing request or we will not be able to consider it. Thank you.
Just a reminder for new members that following session today in the chamber, there will be a question and answer program as a follow-up to the November-December new member orientation program. So if you want your burning questions answered, then I encourage you to stick around for that session. Are there any other announcements of Senate interest? Senator Bach.
Madam President, I move that the Senate do now adjourn until Thursday, January 31st, 11 a.m.
The motion is to adjourn until Thursday at 11 a.m. All those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. The Senate is adjourned.